Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Adam Coffey is the Empire Builder. He is a CEO coach, a top 1% speaker, a three-time best-selling author, CEO for more than two decades, working with PE firms, realizing billions of dollars. He has been serving on the Forbes Coaching Council, the Business Council, since 2021. This is his third time on Lifeblood. Most importantly, he is releasing the second edition of the Private Equity Playbook. Welcome back to the show, Adam.
George, it's good to see you. It's been a while. And I don't know, have you had many three-time repeat guests on your show?
Not that many. So you are
I'm a competitive guy. It's like, you know, I need all three of my episodes to be kind of your top, you know, top five, top 10 for sure. You know, that would be my goal here. So well, good to see you and good to be back.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It is rarefied air for sure. Forgot to mention, you are a United States Army veteran. Thank you for your service and a family man as well. So excited to have you back on. Refresh our memory. Tell us a little about your personal life, some more about your work and what motivated you to make the second edition.
Yeah, life is a set of experiences, and so we're you know, these experiences, they add up, you know, and they're very much additive in life. And I can look back and back at them now. It's like Soldier taught me about discipline, teamwork, leadership at a young age. Great foundation. Engineering made me a meticulous planner. I'm a pilot. We don't take off unless we know where we're going. And when it comes to being an entrepreneur and building a company, I start with an exit in mind and then reverse engineer the journey. So being a pilot kind of taught me that skill. 10 years at GE during the Jack Welch era taught me how to run and turn around and grow a business. Fun time to be in my 30s as an up and coming executive. 21 years as a CEO, you know, and you know, built three national companies, 58 acquisitions, $2.5 billion in exits, and I built it for nine PE firms. And so that gave me, call it, the seasoned experience. 15 years teaching at executive, you know, MBA level for multiple universities started to teach me how to teach, you know, and how to give back and how to do something new. That led to my first book, you know, and the first book, the Private Equity Playbook, I wrote it in 2018. You know, it came out in 2019 in February, and that book continues to pick up steam. It's been a global number one bestseller. It still hits number one, you know, in the private equity category, you know, almost every week in some version or format. And, you know, but that information is starting to get a little old. You know, back when I wrote the book, there was $2.83 trillion in private equity. Today, there's over $6 trillion. You know, we had a global pandemic, you know, and so there's, you know, the world continues to change, continues to evolve. And I was asked, you know, it's, hey, you know, are you going to update this? And I thought, why not? You know, this was my off year. I put out a book last year. I owe a book next year. Like, I've got the year. Let's do it. So updated numbers, expanded content, but still true to the original, you know, still very much a familiar read for those who've read the first book. And so it's the second edition. You know, you don't get to do that too often, especially in the realm of business books.
I think it's awesome. 2.8 to 6 trillion in a very short amount of time. What do you attribute that to?
5 years, you know, to outsized returns, you know. So if you roll tape back, it's only recently we've had this higher interest rate period where, you know, even a money market's back to like 5.4%. And so we were kind of stuck in this 0% interest rate for a very long time. And, you know, you can typically count on about an 8% return in the S&P 500 over, you know, a 30-year period. And so private equity was returning, you know, 16 to 20% kind of on average as an asset class. And with no other real alternative investments, you know, money just keeps on plowing in. And so the assets under management have more than doubled in the last 5 years. And I don't see it slowing down. You know, I really don't. You know, as long as the return profile stays, you know, people keep earning more money, you know, in the private equity world than they do in other types of investments. I think that they'll continue to keep growing.
Is it a function of more money flowing in or more firms opening up or both?
It's all of the above. So, you know, also when I wrote the private equity playbook, I mean, we had, you know, 5,000 PE firms. It's over 8,000 today. And depends on how we, you know, define a private equity firm, you know, because there's, you know, loosely, there's a lot of really small companies out there that associate themselves as a private equity firm, but they don't really have limited partners or true funds in a fund sense. And so I think as, you know, there's certainly a heightened awareness about private equity. But still, you know, I got to tell you, George, to this day, you know, when I teach a seminar, if I have 1,000 people in the room, they're all business owners, they're all potentially millionaires, you know, or better. And I give a basic 10 question quiz on private equity, multiple choice. 90% of the room still to this day fails, which means that the reason why the private equity playbook keeps selling and the reason why an updated version made sense is just simply that the explosive growth of private equity and the way it's permeated every industry has really created the market by which entrepreneurs can be successful in building a business and selling a business and getting a wheelbarrow full of gold. But yet there's still a base level misunderstanding of what it is, how it works, and how they can use it as a tool, just as the private equity firms and their funds use the businesses and the entrepreneurs as a tool to generate returns for their shareholders.
I imagine some people have a perception that private equity is good. Some people think private equity is bad, and it's neither good nor bad. I'm sure that you need to evaluate each firm and there's going to be a good fit and you need to do
it. You know what? It's a good point. There's with 8,000 plus firms out there in any ecosystem that's got $6 trillion in capital, there's good players, there's great players, there's bad players, there's god-awful players, and everywhere in between. But technically, you know, it's like when we typically hear about something in the news, you know, it's usually in a negative connotation. Feel good stories don't sell. You know, my last company, I remember when the pandemic hit, I was owned by Ares Management. Ares is the world's largest non-bank lender and one of the world's largest PE firms. And, you know, and when COVID hit, they literally started a foundation inside every portfolio company that they owned, and they seeded it with six-figure sum with their own money. And they told all the CEOs of all the portfolio companies, take care of your employees, people who are impacted by COVID, people who are out of work, people who have deaths in the family, you know, and they were very supportive of trying to help their companies help the employees. Well, you didn't hear about that on CNBC or on the evening news. And so, you know, my experience with private equity for entrepreneurs is when we understand how it works, we're able to evaluate who our potential partner might be, not just based on who's offering me the most money for my business. And I can actually find good companies that are good stewards to employees and cultures, and they can be a very positive influence on the growth trajectory of the company that we're building. So like any industry, the more we know about it, the better able we are to select, you know, who our partner might be.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Is it knowable how many companies that are potential private equity partners, candidates to go into business with them, have some kind of a board of directors, or is that going to be a new experience for a lot of owners?
Well, for a lot of owners, it'll be a very new experience because the owner prior to selling to private equity was the majority shareholder. They didn't have a boss. And, you know, I bought 58 companies from 58 people who've never had a boss before. I make them wealthy. I give them a wheelbarrow full of gold. And then for those who stay and continue on as rollover investors in my journey, I now have to get a bunch of rich people who've never had a boss to sing Kumbaya around the fire, you know, and follow me on an adventure and learn about second paydays and third paydays. And that's a skill. It takes a skill, you know, to do that. I call myself a den mother, you know, because, you know, trying to get people aligned who are now rich and have a boss for the first time, that's an interesting dynamic. And so that's also why I think from a private equity perspective, you know, that they seek to partner with good companies, with good cultures, with good leaders who, you know, who do care about employees and culture is an important foundation in what they're doing. So the private equity that I've experienced over the decades, very different than the private equity I hear about on TV, which is what led me to write the book originally. It was like, this private equity thing's growing. It's growing fast. It's going to be a big influencer to the entrepreneurial world. They're creating the market by which we can sell companies, and nobody out there understands it. So that led to the first book. That's now led to the update, you know, to the second book, because I guess not everybody in the world's read the first book yet. And so we still have an educational need out there to learn about private equity.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
So 58 companies that you acquired, and they were all just the primary owner of the company. Did you mess with any of those?
Did I mess with any of those? Miss. Well, so my two biggest buy-in builds, I bought 34 companies with one. And in that business, only one of the 34 entrepreneurs stayed and continued on with me.
Okay.
The second adventure where I bought 23, 21 of 23 stayed, and they're still there today. And, you know, and a couple of people were in their 70s and, you know, ultimately wanted to retire, and that's why they were selling their business anyway. So for me as a buyer, it really has to do with risk. If I'm buying a company, you know, that first company where I bought 34 and only one stayed, I had very little risk that the revenue was going to leave or go away. And so because the risk wasn't there, I did not need to share in the upside of arbitrage or the profit that was going to be generated for the shareholders. And so I let them, you know, hang around for a year on a consulting agreement and then ride off into the sunset, which was kind of their demeanor and their desire to begin with. That's what they had a predisposition to want to do. You know, in the last company, which was in HVAC, I did have revenue risk. And although I, you know, most of my clients that I was acquiring had 3-year service agreements, they had 30-day cancellation clauses, you know, like a lot of service agreements do. And so the relationship built over decades by these founders was critical to protecting that revenue. And so I mentioned this just simply because while entrepreneurs are out there dreaming about potentially selling a business and partnering with private equity, you know, small business owners can play the M&A game too, and they can learn how to be out there as an acquirer and buying other companies. And so these things are also pertinent for them when they're a buyer. And so right now, George, I am working on 18 separate buy and builds with 18 different entrepreneurs who are now doing what I did on an institutional large scale. And they're doing it on a small scale, small companies, learning how to do M&A, learning how to climb the PE pyramid and create arbitrage so that they can set themselves up for a better exit, a better partnership with a future private equity fund. And so that's what I do now. You know, I've left the CEO world behind. You know, I run a consulting business and I'm having a blast working with 68 entrepreneurs, helping them scale, helping them learn how to do M&A, learning about M&A, and then helping them eventually prepare an exit. That's what I'm doing today. It's a lot of fun. I work more hours today now than I did when I was a CEO. And I think the first two times I was on your show, I was still a CEO, you know, in at those time periods. And so, even, you know, my career has continued to evolve. I turned 60 recently and I decided I've got 10 years left. And over the next 10 years, what do I want to do? And building one company just wasn't fun anymore. And so I wanted to help multiple entrepreneurs succeed. And that's what my focus has been.
I love it. Is there some kind of a message that you share with a would-be client of yours now, the first time you meet them?
Well, all things are possible. When we continue to learn and continue to challenge ourselves, and you know, a lot of entrepreneurs, I call it, they suffer from accidental arrogance. They've beat the odds. They've built a business. You know, only 7% of companies ever get to $1 million in revenue, and only 4% get to $10 million in revenue. So these are people who beat the odds. And sometimes when we beat the odds, we think we've learned all there is to learn. We think we're an expert in every facet of running a business. And I tell you that when people are open to continuing to learn, continuing to grow, continuing to challenge themselves, and in today's world, I see just a much higher degree of willingness to do that. And so I see that with peer groups, and I see it by people hiring coaches and, you know, joining YPO or Vistage, or, you know, I have a thing called the Chairman Group. And, you know, it's like people aspiring for more, learning from others who've walked, you know, in their shoes ahead of them. And so, you know, when entrepreneurs are willing to continue to learn, then I think greater things can be achieved. And most of those companies that I bought, entrepreneurs were kind of at a glass ceiling. They had no more bandwidth. You know, they were micromanaging the heck out of their company. And that's what made them successful. They didn't know how to stop that. And I talked to entrepreneurs about shifting entrepreneurial gears and learning how to go from being a micromanager to being a conductor of an orchestra, you know, and learning how to manage process instead of managing minutiae, and learning how to hire and assemble a high performance team, you know, empower them and provide, you know, call it the leadership and the vision, and articulate that vision, but then get out of the way and let them run and hold them accountable and use measuring systems to make sure we're on track. But, you know, these are different skills. And so the entrepreneur that can get from zero to a million to 10, and they're topping out at 20 to 30, if they can change gears, these are the people who can go to 100 million in revenue. And that's a different level of special right there.
That makes a lot of sense. has, I perceive you to be somebody who is extremely thoughtful and kind and giving of your time. I don't know if you consider yourself to be that way. Have you always been that way? Is that have you matured?
You know, I've been a servant leader since before there was a title for servant leadership, and I would blame the military for that. You know, I was a squad leader, call it a sergeant. I was an enlisted guy, and taking care of your troops and taking the hill from the front, not the back, you know. And so I've never been a guy, you know, to be comfortable sitting behind the desk. I like to be out in the trenches, and for me, that's the only way I know. So I do that. You know, to this day, it's like, you know, I do have a publicist when a book is coming out, and I do have a team of people, but I'm the only one who is inside my LinkedIn account, and I am the only one who responds, and I literally respond to, you know, every inquiry that I get. And I get a lot, you know, but when people reach out and they want to connect with me, you know, I give them that opportunity to connect with me. And so, you know, I even recall getting on a phone call with your wife because you asked, you know, and you said, hey, my wife is facing some of these questions. Can you help? Of course I can. You know, that's what I do. You know, I'm blessed and I'm very grateful for my success. And so a way that I feel like karma in the world. It's like, I keep doing good things for people. Good things keep happening to me. I'm not messing with that. You know, I'm not messing with that formula. So it served me well this far, you know, and I figure I've got a good 10 years left in my working career now. And so working with people and helping them succeed has been a lot of fun.
Amen, brother. Well, Adam, thank you so much for coming back on. Where can people learn more about you and everything that you have going on? And where can they get their copy of the Private Equity Playbook, Management's Guide to Working with Private Equity, second edition?
Well, that book is available anywhere fine books are sold. It's available on Audible. It's an audio book. It's an ebook. It's a hardcover. It's a soft cover. Anywhere you can find a book, you can find that book. And LinkedIn is probably the best place, easiest place to reach out to me. Multiple websites out there, you know, adamecoffee.com. There's chairmangroup.us, you know, different places, but LinkedIn is where you find me multiple times every day, early in the morning, late at night. I'm always on there engaging with people. So thanks for having me back on, George. It was good to see you. Maybe I'll do number 4 next year when the next book comes out. Who knows? But, you know, appreciate the chance to be on here and talk about my passion project, which is helping entrepreneurs succeed.
Tell you what, Adam, you better come back on next year, buddy.
If you'll have me, I'll be here.
If you enjoyed as much as I did, show Adam your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Find Adam on LinkedIn. Find him on adamecoffee.com. Pick up your copy of the Private Equity Playbook, Management's Guide to Working with Private Equity, the second edition, wherever you buy your books. And check out his other books, too. Check out all the other programs that Adam is offering and working to bring good things into the world on. Take advantage of the next 10 years. Who knows what he's going to do after that. So thanks again, Adam.
All right. Great to see you, George.
And until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your 2 free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.